Welcome to Soul Busy. I'm Rach.
And I'm Carly,
your CEO
and COO
sisters. We share unfiltered convo on balancing hustle with mindfulness
while running successful businesses with soul
and the real life between it all.
And action. And action.
And 2025 action.
Wow. 2025.
New setting.
Are we old?
I refuse to believe I'm old. Even though I believe some of our younger employees like to insinuate at times that I'm old.
What? Did someone say you were old?
No, I just catch vibes from like the 23-year-old, 24-year-old, 25-year-old, 26-year-olds that they like think I'm old.
I think it's because you're past 30.
No, it's because I've had children. I'm telling you right now. The second you pop out a baby, you're immediately a different age.
Because someone calls you mom, mommy?
Because someone calls me mommy, I'm immediately like in their eyes, I'm now like a different. I'm cooler than all of them.
It kind of makes sense. It kind of makes sense. What? I'm not going to lie. The mom thing. It's like when someone's calling you mom, you're old. That's it.
I don't see it as old.
You're old.
I don't see it as old.
You're a haggy old girl.
Thank you. Well, I feel like I wouldn't have a podcast where people were like looking to see what I was thinking was trendy if I was fucking old. You know what I mean? So true. Like, I'm just going to just say that.
You're a cool mom.
I'm a cool mom. I'm a mom of a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old. 2025. Mm. Let's go.
That is crazy.
Isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is crazy. I feel like time flies when you're having fun.
What a year, hon. 2024.
I love a new year, though. I feel like there's like negative connotations around New Year's. I love.
Who's negative about it?
I feel like people are like, oh, don't start like diets or fitness journeys or this or that in the new year. But like, why? It's like a fresh start.
I could see it both ways.
I love a fresh start. Why?
No, I love a fresh start, but I think that basically their point is like, it should just be you continued. We had quite a year, 2024, business-wise, lots of change, lots of things in and out for us, a lot of journeys, health journeys. You got fucking married. Like what? Here we are.
I know.
We closed the agency.
Was that last year?
Yeah, we closed the agency in 2024.
Yeah, I guess it was
2024. Should we tell them about that?
Sure.
You guys want the tea?
I think everyone wants tea.
We can serve the tea. Obviously, after we launched Parlor, we launched a branding agency. It was a 5-year-old business. It was super cool, right?
Like, I loved it.
I was a photographer, or I am a photographer, but I was a photographer for other people's brands, and people liked the Parlor brand, and they're like, can you do that for us? Can you do the branding? So we collected a team of individuals and we're like, let's do branding for other people. We were soaring. I mean, like we had like Amazon as clients, Condé Nast as clients, Reebok was our client, like a bunch of local business owners. It was cool. But I think then Sleepy Tie, you know, was born in the pandemic. And I think the pandemic honestly hit the agency pretty hard.
It did.
I mean, like that was a nightmare.
It's not even the pandemic that I think hit it. It's more like times changed where it was like, and I feel like TikTok came out and like TikTok was huge during the pandemic and everything was like quick and fast and short and get the information as fast as you possibly can without like paying $900 million for a video.
It's almost like my position on branding kind of changed after the pandemic and like TikTok hit. Like TikTok sort of changed a lot.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're basically saying like branding became faster. It became less about like, in a way, the art of it and more about like the creativity of it.
But I also think people were like really like more like seeing authenticity with people or gearing themselves towards authenticity rather than like a fake video that cost $20,000 to make with like these really high end, like beautiful models and feels unattainable.
Right.
Like people love the UGC on TikTok and people, influencers selling products more than I would say a huge production video,
right?
In my opinion.
We have to like mold with the times. Like, and I think too, a big part of Soul Busy is like how you allocate your time, right? Like one of the things I'm going to talk about today that's in for me is obviously time blocking. Like time blocking is always in for me. But like when it comes to like when you analyze your time from the plane, right? Like how much time do you actually have to allocate towards things in a way of quality? And Sleepy Tie was taking up so much time. And it's like at a certain point, we get to enjoy what we made.
Yeah.
Like, I want to enjoy these businesses. I don't want to be racing through them.
Yeah. And I think it was just becoming like a little bit of a force where it was like, I think the trends were changing and what we believed in branding changed.
Yeah.
So it was hard to kind of keep up the times. Like I no longer believe like making a website that's like 900 pages long is useful for a client.
Right.
So like, if I don't believe that, I'm not going to have a business that makes that.
Well, that's almost like our crux is like, we couldn't sell something we didn't actually believe like would work for someone. And I feel like we had a lovely team and like, it was a lovely era. And it was like, I almost feel like so many phases of our business have been like educational, right? Like our university, like to me, the agency was in a way, like a little bit of a university of like what it would be to run an e-com brand. I learned so much about e-commerce from running a branding agency.
And things that I don't think businesses need anymore.
Right.
Which also helps. Like it, I also feel like photo and video and like we were talking about UGC content is like social media is like taking over the world.
Right.
And that's different than a branding agency. Like you make a logo one time and it needs to be great, but AI is now making logos.
Right.
And like,
you got to move with the times.
You just got to move with the times.
So to start the podcast off with what's in and what's out is
the agency.
The agency. So, and hello 2025. So yeah. It's our first year actually having two beauty brands that we're obsessed with, that we're running, that like, it's a clean start in that way.
And so also we just redid Parler completely and have been utilizing it completely in 2024.
Yeah, so it's our first full year as a new salon.
And that even feels like, how the hell was that a year ago?
And
getting married was a year ago.
I know.
Super weird.
It's weird when you look at, how do you measure a year?
I forgot about that movie.
Rent, I would rewatch that.
It's scary.
In daylight. In sunset,
no.
In midnights, no. And cups of coffee. Kate, do you even know what Rent is? She's heard of it.
No, it's like Lauren that hasn't watched Dirty Dancing. It's like, are you okay?
Lauren hasn't watched It Takes Two, as previously mentioned.
No, it's just
what's
like,
in for me is also saying, as previously mentioned, like a fucking bitch.
Like no one likes that.
I know, it's so rude, and I honestly enjoy it. Like when Mike and I have had a conversation, and I'm like, as previously mentioned, he's like, you're an asshole.
Yeah, no, I hate when people say that, but I do too. Yeah, you're annoying. Let's talk about trends we're loving first, and then we can go into trends and out.
Sure.
This was like hard because like I can't remember things like this. Like I'm not good at like remembering what trends I like.
Trends like what's in?
Yeah, but like how do we even know what's in?
Kill combine.
Like how do we even know what's in?
Well, I feel like I'm like on the pulse. Like I am I'm an it girl.
Okay, this I've been doing for a while, and everyone's like hopping on the trend where it's like no mascara, makeup.
Love it. Okay, you've always been doing that. I feel like it's just your lazy internal love dialogue is just feeling justified by social media.
Honestly, I'm just saying TikTok is pushing no mascara makeup.
All right, so here's what I'll say on the topic. Understood. I understand the like supermodel vibe of like deep, dark, beautiful, bushy brows and like no mascara.
Oh my God, I feel like you're talking about me.
I'm not. I'm talking about Cindy Crawford. And honestly, like I will say that I think it's attractive, but I like a coat. Like I need a coat of mascara.
And I do also agree with you. It's 100% me being lazy. I don't want to take my mascara off.
I'm saying you leaning into that trend is not like you like that trend. That's you saying, I don't want to do this because I'm a lazy fuck. Different. Different.
So true.
Different.
It's true. It's not a lie. It's not a lie.
What's out for you?
Dip powder nails.
Understood. Same.
Dip powder nails. Same. I'm done with it. I knew it was gross because people were like dipping the same dip in the same little container.
The dip.
Yeah.
Is that a technical
I knew
term?
That was kind of gross,
there's a saw. Sorry about that.
It's also like so fucking annoying because it takes forever. And like the color is not the same. Like Linkin Park in dip powder is not the same as Linkin Park in gel.
I will say that the discrepancy in color does bother me.
It pisses me off.
No, the discrepancy is annoying and rude. I will say, so I had to get a little bit educated here on Gel X versus hard gel. Yesterday, I
thank God your sister answers her phone.
You answer. They were like, how many times are you going to call your sister during this appointment? I honestly must have called you. I must have called you 15 times during the appointment. She knew your name. So yesterday when I went to go get my nails done, I was getting Gel X by accident, which Gel X, you have to get removed every single time you get your nails done.
Well, for Rachel, one of her outs, well, I'm speaking on it, was square nails and you move to almond shape.
Yes.
But I think for Gel X, they like to do the Gel X because it already comes within that shape.
So it was interesting. The Gel X is the clear acrylic nail that goes over your
it's like press-on
entire
nails.
Nail.
It's like press-on nails.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
And I will say the shape, the base shape was already nice. Like I understand the assignment, but I don't like getting my nails done. So like I cannot sit there and like get my entire nail taken off over and over and over again. So hard gel allows for a fill.
Yeah.
And I love
wonder,
that.
I wonder though.
It's thicker though.
I know. I do wonder though, if Gel X taking it off, like it probably takes the same amount of time. You should try it one time.
I would be willing to try it, but I worry about damage because the drill so many times on like your bare nail. I don't like that idea.
Agreed. I also hate that, but I'm
very raw under there.
Loving hard gel. I feel like I can like scratch my ear. Like do you know what I mean?
With these pointy nails in my almond shape world that I'm in now.
Are you like able to get into crevices you weren't able to?
Things come out on my nails.
Okay.
Underneath my nails. Like you can get boogers different. You can get earwax different.
Okay, great.
Thank you. Don't ever get earwax with your long nails.
I can't, not with square.
Right. You're
I'm a blocky square.
Bypass the hole. I'm able to enter the hole in a different way.
Okay, moving on.
Well, so almond nails for me are in.
Are in, yeah.
And well, also I would just like to state straight to the camera that I went viral on a post on TikTok saying that I had switched to hard gel, and I don't even know how many views there were, but there was some lovely individuals in the comment who told me with this chubby hand, I should switch to almond shaped nails because it would make my hands look less fat. And I have to say, I agree. Like fully, I'm on
those
board.
Those TikTok haters, huh?
They might have something to them. I don't know.
They're evil. People are so mean. And then they like
TikTok is mean comments.
They like under like the user 42135692. It's like, bitch,
oh yeah,
who
it's
are
always
you?
Anonymous.
The fuck are you doing in your house right now?
Douchebags with keyboard confidence. Something that's out for me, and this has been like a crux of my existence probably my entire life, is. Corners with shit. Like corners with shit.
I have that on here.
In my house, corners with, like, also a bad problem for me is, like, bags filled with shit. Like, I'll go away for a weekend, let's say to the Cape, and then I'll bring the Cape bag home, and, like, I'll leave the bag packed.
Definitely.
In my house.
I still have stuff from Florida in, like, a suitcase.
That's jarring. That's seriously alarming. That's not me. I'm not that.
Okay, what are you?
But I will say I'm trying very hard. We read the book Work Clean, which is about mise en place. And if you don't know, it's about like how your area affects your mental capacity.
Yeah.
And I will say cleaning my workspace and cleaning my closet and trying to keep those corners clean with some assistance from time to time. I will give credit where credit is due. Mom does help me and so does other individuals. I will say that it's very helpful.
After my wedding, I also had this on here and was like, I needed to like buy some things. Like I felt like during my wedding, I couldn't buy anything for my house because I was just so focused on my wedding.
You were broke.
No, it's just like, you never know what's coming or what you need to add. And like,
you might need extra hot dogs, pigs in a blanket.
Ew, don't say hot dogs.
I don't know why. That's like my version of an event.
You don't even like hot dogs.
I don't even eat them.
No, I understand what you mean though. It's like I like the shell of the hot dog, like the croissant.
I recall mom buying them from like Trader Joe's. Like
I know what you're talking about.
Just eating the outside.
Trader Joe's used to have way better snacks, like the lemon.
Trader Joe's is ruined for me because all I see is bad chemicals and canola oil. So it's like sucks. I can't even go there.
It does suck. It's also like their produce is so horrible. It's like embarrassing.
I've heard pretty awful things from people that work there about their produce.
You buy a bag of lettuce, it's gone the next day. You have to eat it day of. Like
it's a day of lettuce bag.
It's literally, you buy
There's
three.
There's rules with Trader Joe's lettuce.
But so like I invested a little bit already going into 2025. Like I got a shelf for my bathroom so I could put my skincare on it. So I'm not just like hoarding products.
You don't think it means you're old that you bought a shelf for your bathroom? I think that means you're old.
No, I mean, I'm a homeowner.
She's a homeowner, baby.
I mean, yeah, I bought a shelf, whatever. But I did write clutter on here. I'm not there 100%, but like every day I pick away a tad bit.
I think it's just as long as it's a focus.
Yeah, a tad
bit. That's 1% better every day. That's fine. Like I'm not like the cleanest girly in the world, but I'm really trying hard to like not have corners of shit.
Something along that note that's in for me that my husband has been yelling at me for since we've been together is like I am very much so like a person who will eat dinner, cook dinner, and then like go on the couch and like
you gotta move.
Not put the dishes away. So I'm like, we'll do it tomorrow. Like, fuck it. We'll just like do it. But now I've been actually trying to do the dishes like right afterwards.
Wait, that's funny. I have a quote in my notes section of my phone on my to-do list and it says, the impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. So by waiting, you become a person that waits.
Yeah, no, it feels actually Marcus so much Aurelius. Better. Well, it feels like you like deserve to sit on the couch. Do you know what I mean? Like if you're like just being like a messy girl, like, or messy person, leaving your shit everywhere, eating your dinner, and then like not putting your cup away or putting away the cottage cheese that I used or whatever, leaving it, going to sit on the couch, being a fat ass on the couch, watching TV for 2 hours, and then like going to bed. That's gross.
I don't know from that life.
You anymore. Used to know from that life. You have kids now.
I don't know if I ever...
You weren't clean.
I'm not saying I was clean, but I don't think I like vegged out for 2 hours on the couch after I ate dinner.
Oh, okay, prison break.
That's after a very excessive nighttime routine where I'm just...
Putting your kids to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not focused on cleaning your house at the same time. I mean,
prison break might take me to 2 a.m. in the morning.
That's what I'm saying.
If you haven't seen prison break...
I'm saying if there's like a show I'm excited about, like I'm not fucking cleaning my kitchen.
Understood.
Like I want to go watch the show.
Do you know something is that something I took away from the book Work Clean is like, and if you don't know, mise en place is like the French way of like running a kitchen. So like a lot of executives are sent to culinary school in order to learn how to be... a cleaner, more processed individual. But essentially what it states is that you don't ever want to do something twice. So even if you think you might use something later, what they state is that you should put it away right away.
Yeah.
You like, so the, you drink the cup, put the cup in the sink right then. So you never want to do an action twice. That's a waste
just
of
like
time.
As you go.
Right.
Like it's like cleaning as you go. Like right. I have this habit of like taking off my sweater when I get home because I'm like hot and I'll just throw it on my kitchen table chair.
Just want to get into your lingerie right
yeah,
away.
Yeah, just my lingerie. No, I just will wear the tank top I'm wearing underneath and then I will have a pile of clothes throughout the week that sits there and I'm like, no, you're bringing this upstairs with you. You're putting it in the wash and then like going through a cycle. That's not.
Why is it my pajamas so hideous?
That's not a habit. What pajamas?
I just think I have ugly pajamas. Like I, the other day also,
I don't put pajamas on.
Jesse came over. Like I just, I'm a different creature in that form of night when I put those clothes yeah. on. Like my boobs are hanging down to like my knees.
Sometimes I look down at my boobs and I'm like, oh my God.
No, they've sunk
You're
in.
You're 90 years old.
No. Yeah, I'm definitely down low recently. And like, I definitely pride myself in still having a perky breast, but they're definitely, they've declined. But what for me
don't
is really-
Don't say perky breast.
I have a perky breast, but here's what's very, very hideous for me. My stomach area is literally like- a cottage cheese starfish.
Okay, you had two kids. Shut
no,
up.
No, wait, it's fine. But the other day I was wearing my hideous ugly pajamas and Lily pulled at the drawstring of my pants and like my ugly old Victoria's Secret ripped underwear exposed themselves and my stomach was
what
showing.
What is it about underwear from 2021?
I don't know. Mine's like 2018.
I meant 2009. Like, actually,
mine could
I should have
be
said.
Literally 10 years old. And Jesse was standing in the room and he was like, what a look. And I look down and like my entire stomach is showing and my pants are being pulled down by Lily and I'm like, wow. This is 34. This is who I
Whatever.
Am now.
He's used to like tiny New York City girls running around with their fucking aloes.
I want Jesse to see my starfish belly
button. I don't think he wants to see it either.
It wasn't a good moment.
All right, what else is in?
So for me, tretinoin is in. Like I am the tretinoin girly from TikTok. Like I pretty much am made up of tretinoin at this point.
So I went to the dermatologist. I have this dry patch and I wanted to use it. But when you're trying to get pregnant, you can't use it.
I know. Yeah, you can't. She told you also can't use
it. She was going to prescribe it to me and she said, I'm not going to do it. And I said, okay, great.
That's debatable. I do feel, you know, it's like medical system versus like other systems, but like, you
like
know,
yourself using your
myself,
skin.
Myself. Yeah. Yeah. I'm the other system.
I think maybe she just wouldn't give it to me. I tried.
Well, I'm going
to
tell you right now, it fucking changed my skin.
Yeah.
Like, tretinoin changed my skin forever. And like the pattern of texture of my skin is just, it's different and yeah. I'll never not do a
texture
retinol.
Texture is something I really worked on for my wedding. And I feel like if you keep up with it, it stays away.
I feel like I've cracked the code on skincare.
Yeah, no, it's nice.
I genuinely feel like I've cracked. And I will say like, you have to kind of skin cycle. Like skin cycling is in for me. Like I'm really big on knowing when I'm using an acid, when I'm using like a retinol, when I'm using like a moisture or a barrier. Like I'm really trying to switch it up.
Yeah. Well, on that note, for me specifically in my skin, I don't need a lot. I'm lucky because I feel like my skin
naturally
I'm very dry. I'm super dry, but I, something that was,
naturally.
No, my skin's dry, but ew.
No.
That's gross. Something that was out for me is getting, I used to do this thing where I'd be like, oh my God, that's a new barrier cream. Oh, that's a new eye cream.
Right. You can't do that.
Like that's, I feel like it's such a waste of money. Also, like I'm really trying to focus in 2025.
We also own a salon and spa.
No, but there's some other products I like too.
Same.
But like, I'm really obsessed with Rhodes barrier cream. Like everyone should get it. Like get the Rhodes barrier cream.
I think the Rhodes barrier cream is a different scenario though, because a barrier cream is so... it's like unbiased skincare.
But my point is though, like I want to rebuy things that I love, not just buy everything to try it. Like I
understand,
you know what I mean? Like
well, I also think that causes breakouts.
It causes breakouts. It's a waste of money. I never use it. Like for example, we love the Dr. Jart skin tint.
Yeah.
I've used that for the past 2 years and have not wavered.
I have a backup reserve Me of too. Dr. Jart.
And I've never been like that. I was like Armani Luminous Silk. I was like getting all this random shit. And I was like, you know what? This is so stupid. I really, it's fun to rebuy something you actually use.
Well, I may have learned that also from TikTok because like, you know, those themes of those girls and they're like, these are the things I continuously rebuy.
Yeah.
It, like I ask myself that, like, what are the things I continuously rebuy? I don't have rebuy? That. I went and rebought them all.
But I didn't used to have that. So it along was something that was in for me is I really want to save money this year, like after my wedding and like save money and I want to be smart. But I feel like there's times where I'm like, oop, $12 on TikTok shop, getting that. $17, getting that. It's like, I really want to try to not do it.
Best life hack. I mean, I'm married to a financial advisor and basically the savings tactic is like you should spend and save at the same time, like when you can, but like you scale the savings as you kind of like whatever your paycheck is. So 20% just goes to savings automatically. And then you can still spend like 20 to 30%.
No. I have like two more credit card payments to pay off my wedding completely.
Oh,
and
wow.
I know. Then I feel like I'll be in a good place to like be able to do that. And I love saving. I think it's so fun to watch it.
All right. So something that's really in for me right now is drenching my naked body in castor oil.
Yeah.
I've always been an oil girl. I always have oils in my shower. It's like apricot oil, grapeseed oil, like da 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 da. But like castor oil, I don't know if you guys are seeing Barbara O'Neill, but she's like a controversial functional medicine doctor on TikTok. And like, I follow her closely. She's a doctor. Carly literally just dragged her water into her microphone.
Sorry.
Like an animal. But Barbara O'Neill does a whole thing on castor oil and like how it can literally break up breast lumps, stop breast cancer. Like it fixes uterine issues.
Like a lot of detoxifying.
And it's the oil that penetrates the deepest out of any oil. It's very interesting. I went into a deep dark hole last night on TikTok about castor oil packs actually. And I am just dousing myself in
castor
oil.
So I tried the ones that we were talking about where it's like the sticker.
Yeah.
But I actually have the one that wraps around. It's a little uncomfortable when you sleep with it, but it's so much better.
But here's the thing. Like I was reading about it last night and they were saying that
you can just put it on your skin.
You can just put it on if it doesn't bother you that it's sticky.
So there's a thing about it that detoxifies your liver specifically.
Right.
So it like, I think it like hosts a lot like in your liver.
I know, but I was literally watching this girl and she literally just took cotton balls.
No. It's also
put it over her liver.
It's like a warming, like it.
So it's a special
thing. It's like a special paper or something.
Where is your liver?
I think it's here.
Where? Like your bottom left?
I don't know. I could have just fully made that up. But going
I think you did.
Going along
I'm
that,
definitely not
something that
you
is in for me.
On liver placement.
Is I love acupuncture. I think it's great for anybody. I recommend it to all of my friends who are like getting sick or dealing with fertility things or.
I do love acupuncture.
Specific acupuncturist I love. I really, it's like a really nice moment to have a break in my week where I'm like, oh, okay, refresh.
Yep. It's self-care.
And it's amazing. And I pass out the whole time and I feel like things are moving in my body. It makes me happy.
Well, it's your meridians are getting pinged.
Yeah. And I know, you ever like love those moments where, or like, obviously I know you have two kids now, so you can't just like go and do this whenever you want. But like on the weekends where you're like, oh, I really want to like go into a warm facial bed and get like a 2-hour facial.
Carly, you don't even literally, I don't even think you understand this part of my life. I have a secret masseuse that will see me at any time of day.
Yeah.
And no one's going to get their information. Well, it's not like the berry bar. Like you're actually not getting the info, but like
the
I will,
berry
this,
bar.
This place is like, this is my place. And exactly what you're describing. I will go to this girl. I'm not even saying her name. She's my best friend. And we don't totally speak the same language. And we speak the same language.
Actually, I'm going to go see her. I was just thinking about it.
My girl.
Yeah.
Quietly and privately.
Privately. Yeah. But it's like those little moments where you like acupuncture is doing that for me, but it also feels like it's for internal, not just for like the outside of your body. Well, so it feels like a nice touch point.
There's like acupuncture is like medicine. I mean, it's Chinese medicine. So
I love
it's
it.
Like, it's different. Like I find I'm more motivated to do acupuncture if I have a specific goal in mind rather than like if I want to heal a part of my body or if I did it a lot for fertility, like whatever. But like now that I'm at this point, right now my body hurts, you know, at my 34-year-old old age. Like, I'm creaky and crocky. Like, I need
well, something that a beat the down. One that I'm working with now who really just, like, gets me. And actually, it's a boy, and usually I don't see boys.
That's very odd for you.
I feel very, like, self-conscious, where I'm like, I don't want you to see my stomach. I don't want you to see, like, my back rolls. Like, I don't want you to look at me. I don't want you to...
my back rolls.
Well, because you're on your back and you're on your front, and I just don't like it. And you have to take your shirt off, and I'm like, ugh, don't touch me. But for him, I'm like, whatever, do whatever you want. Like, I don't fucking care. Like, he just gets me.
Well, I wrote down for me, like, what's always in is spending time and money, no matter what level you're at in your career, on self-care and relaxation. That could be at any point. So, like, it maybe doesn't even have to be money. Like, it could just be staring at trees in nature. We've talked about that many times. But, like, I do think that, like, if you can afford a self-care appointment a week, you should try to apply that.
Yeah, and that could be like going to a coffee shop and getting like a new like I always like try to find like new places or
being
like
excited about life.
Walk around and get like a nice smoothie, or sometimes I'll just go to the gym and go in the sauna.
Yeah.
And to meet like that's like just like a moment by yourself to romanticize your life.
I was just going to use the word romanticize your life. I've read this post recently and it was like, I love people that are excited about life.
Yeah.
Or like people that are like excited about the little things. And I really resonated with that. And I feel like that is me. Like, I'm a person who's like always excited about the next fun thing. Like,
yeah.
It could be a new coffee, like a creme brulee syrup. It could be like a new workout or like something. But like, I am endlessly in pursuit of like the next cool thing.
Me too. And sometimes I find myself where I'm like, oh, I think something I wrote that was maybe in for me. What did I say? Doing whatever I want when I want. Like, I always do that. And that is something I do. But like, sometimes I'll like leave on that rule and be like, oh, I'll go.
Can you elaborate? Like, what do you mean by that?
Like sometimes I'll go out and be like, I really don't want to go. And I'll be like, you gotta go. Like, you said you were going, you can't always cancel. Or sometimes I'll be like, I was going to the gym and I like don't want to go. Like, I'll not have guilt of not going if I really didn't want to go.
Interesting. I wrote pressure on self is out.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, and it's also like I wrote what's out for me is like, I'm so sick of a fad diet. Like, I cannot talk about a fad diet for another second.
Exhausting.
I actually can't talk about diets anymore. I've decided. Like, I saw this podcast, or I don't know, I listened to this Mel Robbins podcast, which who I really love.
Mel Robbins is the best.
I love Mel Robbins, and she had this doctor on the podcast. I think it was Dr. Lee. He's something huge in Boston. I can't remember. He's awesome. Oh, He's Boston based. And like the way he spoke about food and moving your body was so like just normal to his daily life. And like, I knew this, I know this, I know all this information, but for me, it was like, stop with the obsessive nature of fad diet, of I'm doing this, I'm low carb, I'm like fasting. It's like, just do what feels right. Like,
I agree.
Even if I lose a pound a year, like I have to focus on that right now because I want it to be a forever thing. Like, I want to live forever and I'm so sick of like this like craziness of like dieting and working out, you know?
The podcast talking about like, we love a fresh start. But one of the things I wrote down is like, me continued is just into 2025. Like, I actually think part of the danger of the fresh start is the big beginning and then the big letdown when that big beginning doesn't work.
Yeah, it's so funny. And I wonder like what everyone's big beginning is, because for me, I did not do that this year. I was excited for a fresh start.
I did, but only because it just so happened to fall on that timeline of like for me, I plan out like my cheat weekends or my cheat days or like the days that I'm going to be a little bit naughty. Like, I know in advance when I'm permitted to do so. It gives me guidelines just so that, and like if I go off that, it gives me guideline to go back.
Yeah.
Because I'm a naughty girl, like, and I can really eat. So like for me, I need to know like my boundaries and my limits.
Yeah.
So like, but for me, it just fell on that.
You'll always be this to me. Like, you'll always be that person who I feel like can kind of do the 80-20. Like, I feel like you can, and like it works for you, but you also are consistent with your workouts.
I am consistent with
workouts. Consistent with your
workouts. I've always worked out. I love it.
And for me, like, I went back to college literally the other day at the gym, and I did the, you know, the elliptical.
What? You went back to Hartford?
I went back to college in my brain, where I used to do the elliptical a lot in college. I don't know why, like, or walk on the treadmill.
The elliptical.
But do you know the one with the balls on the bottom?
Yeah.
Like it's like a roller ball. Yeah. I can't explain it. I love that. I've always loved that.
Yeah, it's fun.
I did that for 20 minutes and I was like, this is not hard, not a big deal. And you don't need to go at the fucking exertion of like,
no,
craziness.
No, I think that the point that you stated that's nice is move your body, right? So like,
yeah,
I am in love with the concept of being in love with the next thing, right? So like I just started, and we can talk about this because I'm going to spill some tea. I have been doing for about a year, I've been doing a morning class on at 6 a.m. weightlifting boot camp, extremely advanced class. And like, I wanted to get used to that postpartum. And I, you know, I'm 2 years postpartum now. So I'm finally like, okay, my cervix is, it's back in a hole, back together.
As the cervix
one,
is back.
One piece. Then I was like, now I want to add a low impact to prepare for like my next part of my journey, which is like realigning my pelvic floor. So I wanted to do Pilates. I'll explain that story in a second, but I added Pure Bar and I love it. But I used to do Pure Bar, and my point is that I came back to it because it seemed exciting to me. I think the goal is to be romanticizing and excited about every next step. But the overarching theme is like, I'm just moving my body, right? Yeah. Like I'm just in motion. It could be anything. I could be on my rebounder. I could be jumping up and down. It's whatever I can do in that moment with no pressure that I like.
Well, I feel like sometimes I really pressure myself, or I like guilt. I like come to Sunday and I'm like, what'd you eat this week that you wouldn't kind of be proud of? Or what did you not do at the gym? And I'm just like, I feel like I need to alleviate that pressure of like, this is what needs to happen, and control, and just try to be in that mindset of like, I'm just doing these things because I want to. And like, this is what I believe. Right. Do you know what I mean? Like it's just like what I believe, or just like being a person who believes that healthy food and having 3 bites of the bad food mixed with all this healthy food is okay.
I have come to terms with like, there was a party favors cake the other day in my fridge for Sadie's birthday. And it was delightfully beautiful. Like it was cold in my fridge. The frosting was dense and packed into a Tupperware container. I had leftover ice cream and I ate the cake on her birthday. And the day after, that cake is sitting in my fridge and it is staring at me. And I was hungover from the holiday kickoff party or the New Year kickoff party for the company. And I'm literally like, I am so having that cake. Like, it's not even funny. Like, not only am I having that cake, I am binging that cake, right? I knew that. I accepted it. I was okay with it. And I released myself from the guilt of, like, I was like, you're going to do it. And you know you're going to do it. So just fucking do it. I ate it. I loved it. I sent you a picture of it. I was excited about it. And then you want to know what I did the next day?
Threw it out.
I threw it out and I moved on. I like the idea of, like, getting in touch with my emotions and being like, do I want it? Like, do you really want it?
Yeah.
And then like eating it if I really want it, and like not having pressure. Like, to me, that's healthy.
Yeah. No, I've caught myself. And honestly, I have to say, I know I went back and forth with fasting. I've been to a couple fertility doctors after my miscarriage. I know some of you've listened and reached out to me. Thank you. But I asked, I was like, is fasting okay? Like, cause I really like it and it makes me happy because I feel like I'm not thinking about food. And the thing for me is I'm thinking about food a lot. Like, I'm always like, what am I having? I probably thought 3 times today. What am I having really for dinner? Want
Turkish Mediterranean today.
What am I having for dinner? Like, honestly, I think about it.
I know what I'm having for dinner on Thursday, on Sunday. It's not like a question for me of what I'm having for dinner.
It's just, well, I'm alone, like, because Joe works the nights. But tonight he's home, so I'm like, want the meal to be exciting for both of us. Like, I like to sit down because it's like one of the days we get to.
I think a theme we're talking about is like romanticizing everything.
Yeah, but also too, like, there was a moment where like I got so deep into my weight loss journey, I stopped loving cooking. And I love cooking.
Right.
So I was like, you're like annoying and lazy and being annoying, stating that when that's not even true.
Yeah.
Like, and true. Like, I had,
that's not true.
It is not but true. But I feel like it's okay. Like, I'm just speaking on like, it's okay to like be in motions of your life and like feel different things at different times. Like, I'm so hard set on some things at some times, and then I totally change my mind a month later.
I'm literally, quite literally, a different fucking person every single day.
Yeah, like I feel like I'm sometimes. But also
the same.
Yeah, like I feel like sometimes I'm one big contradiction to myself.
Yeah, and you like, are.
And so are you. You are. We both are. And I'm honestly okay with it. I accept myself in all forms.
I'm just like living.
It's nice to live.
So what's in for me is a low impact workout. I wanted to add Pilates. Like I said, I'm not going. So I will say, I'm not going to say names, but I will say the studio that I signed up at was called Club Pilates. I didn't think that there could be like bad or good, honestly, but maybe I should have known that.
You got like a motivation moment and wanted to go. Like,
I got a motivation moment. We have a new employee here, Kate, and I really like her, and she's got this great body, and she was doing Pilates, and I was like, I'm going to do it too. So I signed up the next day for a 6 a.m. class. I can only take a 6 a.m. class on a Wednesday. That was the only time I had available. You know the story. I'm going to tell it to you again. And basically, what's out for me is bad customer service. And what's...
Well, when you try to be really good in your business for customer service and you don't get it back, like, it is upsetting. Like,
I give great customer service. Yeah. I don't even care about the money when it comes to service. Like, to me, it's about, like, how do you feel? Like, and I never want someone to have a bad taste in their mouth. But essentially, I went to this Pilates class, the studio, went to the 6 a.m. class, signed up on their website, no problem. Like, specifically, like I said,
they didn't say anything about levels.
No, there was nothing about levels on the class. There was nothing about, like, there was no notice that was like, please note, you are taking this level class, da da da. It was a 1.5 level class, and I guess the lowest level is 1. I had taken one reformer class before, which is obviously a bit complicated, and I pulled my groin.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, like, I'm in shape. I can keep up with a workout. Like, I'm confident in that way. So I take the class, love it, hit it off with the teacher, love her. Great class. Like, loved the class. I have nothing bad to say about the class itself. It was fine. And as far as, like, keeping up in the class, like, I was one of 4 people in the class, and I was fit and fine. And, like, honestly felt like I could have even gone harder. Like, I didn't think it was that hard of a class. And the only thing I will say is that I maybe needed a little education on, like, what the reformer pieces were called, like the long strap, short strap, like this, I don't even know the rest of the names, like the weights or whatever. Like, I just needed to figure out what I was looking around.
Yeah.
That was it. So essentially I sign up. I want to sign up, but on the website, there's no option to sign up for this Pilates class. And literally, I have to call to sign up for their membership. So that was weird also, I thought. So I get the general manager and I'm like, hi, I'm so excited. Like, I loved this class and I want to sign up. Can I buy a pack of 4 for the month? And she's like, absolutely. We're so excited to have you at the studio. You can go to all sorts of classes. I literally said to her, I was like, well, yeah, I actually am not totally like joining the studio. I'm literally just going to be coming to that class every single week. Like, I said that verbatim on the phone to her. And she gave me the whole rundown about like their cancellation policy and everything I should know and yada, yada, yada. I'm like, okay, cool. Got it. Noted. Thank you. See you next week at 6 a.m. on Wednesday. And you're like, you know, we were at Marshall's, right? Was it Marshall's or... And I bought Pilates socks. Like, I'm all in.
Oh, yeah.
Well, did I not? Like, yeah, I bought cute little Pilates sock. I'm ready to go. Like, I was all excited. And so I then get a call 4 days later on a Sunday at 8 a.m. And it's the manager of this Pilates studio. And she calls me and she's like, hi, I'm going to make up a name because I don't want to be a bitch. This is Peggy. It's not her real name. And I'm like, hi, Peggy. And she's like, I'm calling from Club Pilates to let you know that you actually cannot attend Wednesday at 6 a.m. classes because you're not at that level. And I was like, hi, Peggy, I just want to let you know that I already took the class and I loved it. And like, I had no problem. And you're the one that signed me up. And no one said anything. The teacher said I did a great job. So like, what's the problem? And if I want to go to that level class, why the F can't I go to that level class?
I just think when people, this is something I do where I'll like sign up for random classes and then I'll definitely not do it. Like but I'll look into like solid cores near my house.
Is that Pilates?
There's parts of it that is and parts of it that isn't, right? It's like different classes. My friend told me we were going to go to a solid core class together. I was like scared to go. So I was like looking it up and seeing how much it was. And on the thing, it says made for everyone.
So Jesse was reading everything and he was like reading that it was like multiple levels. But here's the thing that pissed me off, right? She said the teacher and her had a conversation and decided I was not at that level to be in the 1.5 class. First of all, it's rude. Second of all, how is it customer service wise that I was able to get through the whole class, the sign up process with the general manager, and the membership sign up like on the website for the first initial class without ever being notified that you have levels of classes. How did you take my money and actually?
So why did they let you at the first class?
That's why didn't the teacher at the first class say to me, hey, just so you know, you're in the wrong level class. You're not going to be able to take this again, but we're happy to have you. Or just so you know, like I thought you kept up great, but next time you're going to have to take a level one. So this girl, Peggy, she's like, yeah, you can come on Tuesday mornings. And I'm like, hey, Peggy, I told you
I can't come
at that time, yada, yada, yada. So then I was like, you know what? She was like, you know what? Let me call you back and see what I can do. I was like, respectfully, if you're not going to call me back and tell me I can't come to that class, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
So what are you going to call me back and say? She's like, let me just try to figure it out. Calls me back. This is my Sunday morning also, by the way, like the day after the company kickoff party with tequila still in my veins. And she's like, just so you know, yeah, like I'm calling you back to let you know you can't come to that class and I have nothing, no other options. And I was like, she's like, so what do you want to do? I was like, I think as previously mentioned, Peggy, I would like to cancel my membership. And she literally has the guts to look at me and say, or not look at me, say to me, yeah, actually, I don't know how to do that right now. And I can't refund it right now because I have a new intro class coming in. So you're going to have to wait. Explain that to me. I don't care if you're a franchise. Refund my money. Like immediately.
Know.
Have a exit button and give me back the money.
And they're like a franchise. So like they should be way cool.
Where's your process, Peggy?
No.
I'm disturbed.
I'm more annoyed by the fact that they let you in the one class. They should have just made an exception and been like, you need to know a couple things. Or could you just take one of these classes so we can teach you how to use the reformer?
She was like, you need to come to level one classes for 30 to 60 days before you can come to that class. You have to be accepted into that class. I was like, are you kidding
me? But other people in that class seemed like they didn't know some things too, right?
Other people in that I kept up just as much as other people in that class.
I don't know. There's like a whole thing around Pilates that I feel like it's snooty.
Figure it out.
It's snooty for a workout. Come on.
You know what pissed me off though? Like I'm a working woman, right? Like I'm a very busy person and like I wanted to bring Pilates. Like are you all just like not working and like you can just go at any time? Like have you never seen somebody who has a specific schedule? Like they treated me like I was like exiled. It was super weird.
It's odd. And I understand why that would be frustrating because it feels like you're paying money for a service and like trying to move your body and
I was excited.
Yeah, it's
anyways, moved to Pure Bar
and
loved it. And yeah. You want to know something that is so underrated? Like I love boot camp classes. They're great for like strengthening, but this was awesome for like the deepening of your abs and your core, which is just so important in pregnancy and postpartum.
Yeah, I'm trying to open my eyes a little bit more to classes because usually when I go to the gym, I don't love to, I feel like scared to be that person in the class. But
I get that. It's intimidating.
Maybe I'll go.
Well, the reason a class is nice too is because I like to look around the room and see when other people have given up. Right? Like if other people haven't given up, I'm not fucking giving
up.
It's
like, yeah,
I'm not going to be the first person to let go. Like I'm not going to be that girl. So yeah. I push it till the end. And I like to like have that competitive advantage.
I'm a member at Lifetime and they do have some good classes.
They have like, some great classes.
So I might try like the one in Chestnut Hill.
You definitely should go. Definitely.
Well, out is them.
Out is Club Pilates, in is Pure Bar.
Something that I'm really working on too, like less like tangible, like more like a couple things like in my mind I want to work on for me is like I really want to, I've been working on like overthinking and like if I said something wrong or if I did something wrong or if I made a mistake or something, like I'm just kind of trying to like let it go and move on. Like I by myself, like I don't want to like talk about it. I don't want to analyze it. I want to just be like, okay, I said that. It's fine. I won't say it again. But I want to like start being able to do that by myself, which I have been doing since last year. But like just overthinking in general, it has to go. It takes up too much time in my life.
I think another way to kind of analyze that is like how much time do you spend analyzing your thoughts? Like for me, sometimes like before a meditation begins, I'll sit there and just think about things I've said. And think about things that like how it made me feel when I said certain things. And like, I think if you do not have time allocated towards that emotion, it's hard to move on.
Yeah.
So like you have to be able to like self-justify and say like, if let's say you said something you didn't mean to say, or like you wish you had said it differently or whatever, what everybody has been there. Everybody has those moments. In that moment, you have to ask yourself like, why did I say it? And what would I wish I said instead? And then you can justify it and be like, okay, now I can move on.
Yeah. I find that, obviously, if you say something completely out of pocket and it's like not, doesn't make
sense. What is saying something out of pocket?
Elaborate.
Have you heard that? Like,
no, no one's heard
that. Out of pocket. Yeah, you have.
You've heard it. Out of
pocket?
Yeah, you say like out of pocket.
I think you're like paying out of pocket, not like thinking out of pocket.
Shut up. another thing, all or nothing mindset. Like this
is like everything we have to do, like, or you have to be 100% on your diet or it's nothing, like being perfect. Like I cannot do that anymore.
I agree. Like all or nothing mindset. That's, I think goes back a little bit to kind of like the pressure vibe, like no pressure. Like if I miss a workout, like I'm not like coming down on myself, but I'm definitely not missing the next one.
Yeah. You got to like kind of make rules with that.
I think it's all about the rebound.
Yeah. It's all, I agree.
Like you have to figure out like, how am I coming back from something that I dislike? Yeah. Whether it's something you said or something you didn't do.
Yeah. But it's also like, for me, like I could go into habits of like, oh, not working out 1 week and then be like, fuck it, I'm not working out this week. And then it's like, look behind you and it's 6 weeks of not working out. Like that I don't want.
And like the impediment of action becomes the way.
Yeah. So for me, like, it's like, you have to like kind of, and I've been taking that small step of being like, okay, what, like I said, what'd you do in this week? Did you go to the gym twice? Okay, cool. That's a win. Did you go once? Okay. I'm glad you went once, but you could have gone more, like kind of analyzing it a little bit more.
Yeah. You're just in touch with yourself.
Something
that is in for me is mouth taping. Mouth taping. Like, honestly, life changing. I know,
people are loving it.
No. It's not,
I can't
people.
Breathe.
I'm loving it.
I know, but people are loving it.
The thing is about mouth taping is, like, I can scientifically tell you when, with my Oura Ring, that when I mouth tape, I sleep deeper, better, stronger.
Yeah.
Like, it's the only thing I will say about mouth tape is if you're going to engage in the activity, then you obviously need to talk to a doctor because, like, if you have blockages in your nose, but also you need to put your face cream on after you've put the tape on because
it will fall off.
Pro tip, if you put your face cream on first, then your mouth tape, then you're not going to have mouth tape on.
Oh, it's kind of like the castor oil.
Yeah.
Understood. So
love mouth taping. You know what else is in for me?
Tell me.
Making you do my returns.
No. That's out for me.
Actually, it's like so in for me. You have no idea. I have a whole trunk full
Rachel's
of returns.
Like, honestly, the one thing she can't do in her life is like return things. Super weird.
I know I can do it. It's just like, I honestly don't want to.
Oh, okay, cool. Thanks for your honesty.
Yeah.
This was something I saw maybe, I don't know, a little bit of, I don't remember where I saw it, but mindful consumption, but not just about food. It was like social media, drinking, bad foods, like doing things too much that like you could be doing something else that may be bettering yourself.
Love that. Yeah.
So like I definitely want to be like mindful. Like we're going to New York City soon. Like, no, I'm going to eat bad, but like we can be mindful. Like,
yeah.
You, like just in my head, like I think by the theme of everything is like not too extreme and not enough, you know, well, too
think
less,
point
you know,
too is like, I'm going back to romanticizing your life. Cause I see it as a theme here, but like it is fun to romanticize going to New York City with fun people and family members, have a great weekend, and food is part of joy.
100%.
And walking is also going to be a part of that weekend.
Definitely.
And like all of the things. And like, I think it doesn't need to be a binge fest is the point. You don't need too much of a good thing.
Yeah.
You can go into the weekend and still enjoy all the different things without it being too much in one area. It's just balance really at the end of the day is what it comes down to, which is ironic because it's really what soul busy means. It's like soulful busyness.
Yeah. And I think it's just like, kind of relieving all the things in my head and like just kind of being and doing and not like just being like in 6 months, I'm going to lose 30 pounds. Like I'm just like, okay, 2 pounds at a time or like two things at a time.
Be here now.
It's just a nice reminder and just my vibe for 2025.
I love that. I feel like we covered a lot of ground. One thing I will say that's definitely in for me in 2025, just to kind of like near the end is like not forgetting to pluck my chin hair. I have one.
Is that like a thing that bothers you?
Yeah, I have one rogue chin hair that will just all of a sudden reach a limit of like can't be there. And it's upsetting and I'm not letting it happen this year. And honestly, in order to prevent that, I bought a set of new tweezers, which I've kept in multiple places. Because
I do lose my tweezers
really
a lot.
Bothers me when I have a really long chin hair.
Shut up.
I'm serious. I have like a goatee.
It's disgusting.
It's real. It's just real life.
I do have a little bit of a beard sometimes.
You get your beard lasered.
Yeah, I need it.
I also would like to state that what's in for me, like to kind of wrap up what you've been saying this whole time is like just trusting it will all work out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's
trust, faith, like all is well. Like yeah. Everyone's like so doomsday about like the country and like negative.
I think everyone's
and
so
I hate that.
Doomsday about everything.
Like, I hate that.
I didn't really talk about my miscarriage last year. But like I will remember the year 2024, because it's got the year I got married and the first time I ever got pregnant, which was important to me. Like I just like was happy that I got pregnant. And right. Like I think my attitude towards it like shocks a lot of people because they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, are you okay? And like, I appreciate it. I respect it. But for me, I'm like, don't do that. Like, I'm literally just happy that my body was able to do something.
And I don't think that you're saying don't do that because you're avoiding.
No.
It's not an avoidance.
No. And it's hard. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, fertility is something that has been tormenting me for the past year. I have friends that are struggling a lot. It sucks. I feel like I'm the person like lifting people up when I'm struggling too. You know what I mean? But like, I'm also like really fine. And it's like, I'm shocked to have, like, definitely there's days where I'm not fine.
Because you're not dwelling on the bullshit aspect of all the negative
things.
I'm
also like, whatever I need to do right now, like, I'm just going to do it. Right. And like, and that's fine. Like, I think everyone on that topic, like I said, I got messages and people relating and people like, and you see people on TikTok and they're, and it hurts. Like, it sucks. Like, you're excited and it's fun. But like, I just also challenge people, like, how positive can you stay? Like, how much can you keep trying? Like, how many doctors can you talk to? How many times can you educate yourself? Like, people are calling me being like, what do you think about this or that? And I'm like, I think research it, ChatGPT it. Right. I think see what you should take, see what foods, antioxidants are good for your body. I'm not perfect, but I'm trying, you know, like, and just like that you're bounced back in like that way, like.
Have faith.
You need to have faith.
I agree. It's funny you say that because I had a chemical pregnancy when I first started trying to get pregnant, and I'll never forget that I like kind of moved on very quickly. And I was like, all right, namaste. Like, we're good. That was just my personal take on it.
Yeah.
And obviously I had been trying for a while, and that was like a blow to my system. I remember Camille came over one night and she was like, you know, you're spiritually evolved when you've moved on that quickly.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that you have to move. I'm not saying that like that you should. I'm just saying that like, you have to be able to find the good in all, and you have to be able to find the light in every moment and have faith.
I've talked to people who are trying longer than me and haven't yet got even that positive pregnancy test.
Right. Like, there's always a light.
I keep those positive pregnancy tests in my drawer, and I'm like, I look at them all the time, and I'm like, I love this test.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a great test.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's weird, but I think for me, like, and I had a couple other people text me being like, I had the same attitude and then got pregnant right after. Like, I just, it's a weird thing. And I do have my moments. I'm not like this weird positive person. No, I'm definitely
you cry.
Not.
Yeah. You cried to me. I think the point is trust over fear. Yeah. It's like faith over fear is like a whole theme of my life. Like, it's just, I am not one to be like, everything's over, everything's doomed. Like, what are we going to do when this happens?
Terrible.
Yeah. Like, it's just like, all right, like, let's take it down on the drama. And like, let's just find the light in what we can do next.
Yeah. Like, and again, like, an out for me too is like, I just want to like not have drama in my life this year, like, or ever again. Like, I just don't.
I don't know if I've had drama in a long time.
You're older than me, no offense, but I'm just saying like my friends are still like, I still have like single friends around here in Boston that like are going out and talking about each other, and I wasn't invited and this or that, blah, blah, blah.
Like, I will not condone it.
Yeah. And like, I even find myself being like, why wasn't I invited to that? And then I'm like, I don't give a fuck, actually, why I wasn't invited to that. You know, like, just like stopping yourself in your tracks, like, is in for me of like, who cares, Carly? Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter. And just, I don't know.
We're living good vibes. Faith over fear. 2025 is going to be a big year. And we have some big announcements coming up that we're going to tell you guys about very soon. There's a lot going on in the business. And even next week, well, this will air later, but we're launching a gift with purchase with Daniel Bernstein from We Were What for Sleepy Tie. There's just so many good things we've been working on, and I'm just so grateful for it all. And
same.
And as our first episode of season 3 in our new setting, I'm grateful for all of you. So thank you for your ears and listening, and we're so glad to have you as a community.
Yeah, literally love your comments and like wanting us to come back and do another episode. That felt nice.
Really, really good.
Rock on in 2025.
Namaste.